Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Watching, I got to watch this with sound. Omar Kelly just put on Twitter, Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill addressed his difficult offseason head on and admits he doesn't deserve to be voted a team captain based on his past actions and behavior.
He said the other day, he was live on Twitch, he was working out at some park. He ran up to the camera and he started talking about how he's putting in that work, the behind the scenes stuff nobody sees. And he's like, I didn't put in that work last year. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I wasn't that same guy last year. But, like, essentially saying I'm back. I'm back to being Tyreek Hill.
All right.
I missed this yesterday. Dolphins OTAs began yesterday. They were back at practice today. You saw who's wearing the orange jersey today, Hawk?
I did not.
Storm Duck is in the orange jersey today.
Let's go. Uh-huh. I mean, we had the conversation yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the guy's a pro bowler.
Yeah, yeah. Cam Smith, Storm Duck. Two best corners in two best DBs, I should say, in all of football. I missed this
David
yesterday.
Geronis tweets out, by the way, Bradley Chubb and Chop Robinson were dominant in team drills today at OTAs.
Hmm. They're wearing pads?
No, it was actually for touch your toes.
They were dominant in stretches today. In the stretching portion, Bradley Chubb was dominant.
That's important.
Yeah, you got to stretch, Jimmy.
So I don't know how I missed this yesterday, but I saw Jalen Phillips in an orange jersey, and I just thought there would be one person in an orange jersey at OTAs yesterday. You'll never guess who the other player was to open up OTAs. They gave two players jerseys. Jalen Phillips was one of them. You'll never guess the training camp king back in an orange jersey yesterday.
Teron Armstead?
Ethan Bonner, back in
a Teron Armstead
jersey.
Was there yesterday.
Was he doing what? Just hanging out?
Yeah, practicing.
No.
Yeah. Just showed up to support his teammates.
What?
Yeah. I know I saw this yesterday.
No, I think you got like NFL Centeld or whatever. There's no way, man.
Yeah.
Go home, bro. Like, you had your retirement. You're going to go hang out with Ethan Bonner? What's he doing?
Ron Armstead. Look, there he is walking out.
Oh, yeah. What a guy. What a good
guy.
I
love Ron Armstead. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, but you also love Liam Eikenberg.
No. All I said was, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the way people spoke about Aaron Ekblad and then realized, you know what? Maybe it wasn't worth all that hate. People will one day speak about Liam Eikenberg that way.
Yeah, I doubt it. Highly doubt it. Anyways, today, Storm Duck gets the orange jersey. And once again, Ethan Bonner yesterday is being celebrated by the Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins team, man.
Yeah. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MOORE.
I've never seen anyone spit venom about their own home team the way you do about the Dolphins.
I don't spit venom about the Miami Dolphins. I just think we're going to do this again. I called it last year. We're going to do this again with Ethan Bonner. We have maybe the worst group of
you yourself did this
safety.
With Skylar Thompson. You did this.
Skylar
You're
Thompson.
You're guilty of this.
Hawk, Skylar Thompson was a player drafted by the Miami Dolphins. He was a player drafted by my team.
What does that have to do with anything?
He was a player that this organization, this front office, actually thought highly enough of to go and select him with a draft pick and then keep him on the team because they were afraid he was going to get poached
by
other
teams.
But what
I'm saying is you did this with Skylar Thompson where you were like, oh, my God, do you see what he's doing in preseason and drills. Like, you were the guy, and now Ethan Bonner gets the orange jersey. You're making fun of it.
Yeah, because for the third straight year, this is going to happen where you're going to have...
That happened three straight years with Skylar Thompson.
At least Skylar Thompson...
And you were leading the charge.
At least Skylar Thompson put actual game footage of him in preseason out there and almost beat the Buffalo Bills on the road in Buffalo in a must-win game and as a rookie, at the very least, I had that to hang my hat on. Somebody find me one play Ethan Bonner has made with an actual game, preseason or regular season, where you can point to and say, yeah, this guy, you know, we should actually keep an eye out for him. All we have is Jalen Ramsey telling us he's legit. Jalen Waddle saying he was the most improved player over last year. And then he doesn't even get the opportunity to play. They're signing guys off the street before they're putting Ethan Bonner on the field. But for the third straight year, I have to hear about Ethan Bonner at training camp. We're going to do it again. It's going to happen again. And we're all living in crazy world. And it's no disrespect to Ethan Bonner, but clearly the guy's not a good NFL pro. I don't know what else to do. Third straight year, I'm going to hear about Ethan Bonner in training camp. Go sign or draft a legitimate quarterback, Dolphins. Chris Greer, what the hell are you doing, bro?
You heard it here first, folks. Ignore what Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Waddle see. Trust Solana.
I was right last year. You know what? I was right. I was right because Jalen Ramsey...
You just said he didn't get a chance.
Hawk, there's a reason why he's not getting a chance. There is a reason. Oh, okay. There is
so
a reason.
No. And Mike McDaniel are on one side. Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Waddle are on the other.
Listen.
I can't figure out which team I'm choosing to side with.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great, Ethan Bonner. I mean, stop it with Ethan Bonner. I wish the kid all the luck in the world. Genuinely, I do. This is not an indictment on Ethan Bonner, the person. Clearly, he's not good enough to play in the NFL. And for whatever reason, every year in training camp, from July to the second week of August, I have to hear about Ethan Bonner. Ethan Bonner. Like, it's enough. Enough.
So the guys... the front office, who thought it was worth keeping Skylar Thompson on the roster, don't think Ethan Bonner is worth getting PT. And you're with them or against them?
I don't know. I'm just sick of hearing about Ethan Bonner, man. I have to eat the Skylar Thompson thing. I'll eat it. Because week three in Seattle was the worst display of quarterbacking I have ever seen in my life. And then somehow it got worse when he got hurt. And in came, what's that dumbass's name that somehow is still in the NFL? Somehow Skylar Thompson's quarterbacking performance, which is the worst I had seen over 2.5 quarters, got worse when he got hurt. And the next guy came in.
Talk about Tim Boyle.
Oh, my God. I want to throw up listening to Tim Boyle. Anyways, very excited for Dolphins OTA notes. Mike McDaniel spoke today. I'll have more on what McDaniel said. coming up. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident.
I've never seen someone hate on the Dolphins the way this guy hates
but
the Dolphins.
I don't hate
you
the Dolphins.
Really, you are
I don't.
Omar. Yeah.
I don't hate the Dolphins. That's what frustrates me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to hold.
You're actively rooting against the Dolphins.
I'm not rooting against the Dolphins
yes,
at all.
You want them to fail.
I don't. I don't.
Yes,
genuinely,
do.
I don't. I'm just holding.
You hate Tua.
I'm holding
you hate
the
Ethan
organization
Bonner.
To
you
a standard.
You hate Teron Armstead for showing up yesterday to OTAs. You hate everything about this team.
I do hate Teron Armstead showing up to OTAs yesterday. Like, just go. I respect it. That's a really cool move. It really is.
That's
like,
a guy you want around the team. That's a veteran leader, whether you're playing or not. That's a guy you want around the team and the coaching staff. That guy is as good a dude as there is, and when he was healthy, as good a lineman as you'll find. I mean, that's just unwarranted.
I don't hate the Dolphins. I'm
nah,
definitely.
We hate you.
I'm definitely not rooting
Dolphins
against the Dolphins.
Dolphins Nation hates you.
It's fine. That's fine. Because I hold this team to a standard that shouldn't be make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs. That's it. Make the playoffs and everything is okay. It's okay if you lose. It's okay. You'll never be as good as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen or the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just make the playoffs. Everything is okay. Why?
You're the reason we stopped taking callers because they all sound like you.
Why? Why just make the playoffs? Let's be a good organization, a great organization for the first time in my lifetime. In my lifetime, Hawk. Give me one good team.
They don't, just to spite you.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot outside. That's your weather.
I mean, you're going to complain about people's on-field performance when that's your weather every day.
Was accurate.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.